revelation. Jesus reveals the Father. How tender, how intimate the conversation, the prayer is. Jesus is revealing the Father, His goodness, His kindness, His mercy, His gentleness, the fruits of the Spirit. To encounter Jesus is to encounter the mercy and the love of God. That when we encounter Jesus, we are overwhelmed with God's grace. We are blessed in His presence. We are healed. We are embraced, consumed with a love that is infinite and divine, a mercy that is so profound that it desires in the encounter to give pardon and peace. Jesus is revealing the Father's heart to us. The desire of the Father. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to liberate you who are oppressed. I've come to give you freedom from your sinfulness, from your slavery to sin. I come to open up your eyes so that you can see the beauty and the goodness of God. I've come to open up your ears so you can hear His truth of how much He loves you and desires you. I've come to reconcile you, your past, your present, your future, to the Father and to one another. I've come to even reconcile you to you. We need to encounter Jesus. Where is your place of encounter to Jesus? When Jesus came, He walked through Samaria. He walked through Galilee. He looked for this encounter. He waits at the heat of the day at a well, waiting for all those who are captivated by their own sin and held captive by their sinfulness. He comes because we're thirsty. We're thirsty for God. He waits at the well for us. And like that woman, caught up in a life of sin, almost like we can't get out of it. The lust, the pornography, the indecency, we feel like we're just tied to it. And Jesus is at the well. He's at this well. He's in the confessional. Jesus is in the well waiting for us at the heat of the day. And when we come to Him, the one who says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, your weariness, aren't you tired from the sinfulness? Aren't you exhausted from doing things on your own? Your self-reliance, your independence. He says, come to the well. And He begins to heal, to reconcile. That woman encountered the Father. Jesus revealed the Father to that woman, and she was not the same. She was free from a life of sin, from adultery, from all that sinfulness. She was made new at the well. She encountered Jesus in Samaria. What about the disciples in Galilee? When they encountered Jesus, Peter in his boat all night long, no rest. all night long trying to catch something, self-sufficient. I could do it for my own. Nobody can do it better than me. He worked all night long and caught nothing. But when he encountered Jesus and Jesus came into his life, he came into his boat, he came into his workplace, he came into his family. When Peter encountered Jesus, he was not the same. He was liberated. When Jesus said, "Come, follow me," he dropped everything. They dropped everything when they encountered Jesus. And they followed him. And they watched Jesus heal and reconcile one person after another, encountering Jesus one after another. One healing, one reconciliation, one revelation of the Father, love, mercy, pardon, and peace. And Jesus says, "What about you? Aren't you tired? Aren't you restless? Don't you say to yourself, 'I'm always so busy, and yet I'm tired and I get no rest.'" We need to come to the well. We're thirsty. We're dry. We're like broken cisterns. We can't hold water. We need Jesus. We need to come to the well, to the altar, to the reconciliation room. And we need to encounter him because he always reveals the Father. Grace, blessing, healing, love, mercy, pardon, and peace. He breaks open the Father's heart to us, the beautiful, sacred heart of Jesus. Aren't you tired of trying to do things on your own? Your own success, your own failures. You're trying to resolve everything on your own. I'll do it myself. I'll spend endless nights, all night long, thinking about how I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix them. I'm going to take care of everything. Have you caught anything? Like Peter, have you caught anything? Aren't you tired working all night long? All that endless surfing, watching all those indecent videos, watching all those indecent images. Aren't you tired all night long and you get up restless? Jesus says, "Come, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." He says, "You're going to find rest in me. I am a retreat. I am the one who liberates you from your slavery to sin. I liberate you from Egypt. And I meet you in your own Galilee, a place of encounter, a place of mystery, a place of revelation, a place of healing, plus a reconciliation." Jesus says, "You're tired." I love the way St. Augustine says, "Our hearts are restless till they rest in God." We're tired. We need to come to the Father. And Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father unless you come through me. I am the only way, your way. I am the only truth, your truth. I am the only life, your life. Come," he says. "I'll meet you in the confessional. I'll meet you at the altar. I'll meet you in your workplace. I'll meet you in your home. And I'll even meet you in your sinfulness. But when you encounter me, you encounter the Father. And when you encounter the Father, he makes all things new. A new beginning, a new creation, a new healing, a new revelation. God's grace, God's blessing, God's healing, his love, his mercy, his pardon, and peace." Aren't you hungry for that? Aren't you thirsting for that? I am.